This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com News Studios. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo. Yes, I've been containing a Cheshire cat grin all day long. My dad, we were out at the lake with the kids when this news came in. Leanne was texting me, so was Biggs. I went and saw the video, and I went, yeah! I was just like, just literally just in ecstasy. And my dad said, that is horrible, celebrating over that sick woman, even though I hate her too. And I went, no, this is a devastating victory against the enemy, and more of the avalanche of them being discredited, and the hand of God is upon this.
Yes.
And it's only going to get better the more good people take action. That's why evil always fears us and does everything they can to try to contain us throughout history and suppress us because they're scared of us. Look at these hunchback demons. They're nothing. Sweep them aside once we wake people up. Not like we're offering some utopia like they do, but we're offering good old common sense prosperity. Can people handle it? Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, Joe, Secret Service, we told everybody a month ago exactly what's happening. It's all come out exactly as we said. Leanne, where is this going?
Well, I got to say, at first, like you, I was overcome with excitement and joy when I first saw it because, you know, it was almost like she was overcome with all the energy of those spirits of the people there at the.
And she works with Al Qaeda and ISIS,
and she couldn't. Yeah, it was like
she struck down.
Yeah, it's
it
like
was karma.
Send back the campaign contributions from Saudi Arabia. Now that we have the 28 pages, you know, she was like overcome. It was like the spirits were there, so I was really rejoicing. But then I kind of felt sorry for her after I saw her. She was really weak and pathetic.
Well, it shows how pathetic evil is.
I don't think I ever felt sorry once yesterday. Yesterday brought an entire new meaning to Sunday Funday.
I'm sorry. Yeah! Oh, I'm sorry.
It was Patriots football day.
I'm going to be honest. It was like one long, you know what, yesterday.
It was 9/11 anniversary. It was the anniversary of Benghazi. And Hillary Clinton collapsed so fast. And there's so many
things. I didn't think of that. That seems epic. It's biblical.
It's karma.
Exactly.
It is the ultimate thing. And the Patriots won. My buddy's with Donald Trump right now in Baltimore, and he's actually talking to Tom Brady about Stick Hillary right now, from what my buddy's telling me right now. So there's definitely a conversation going on about it. Yesterday was the most epic day ever. I could not stop grinning. I broke out the beer. I made some chicken wings, got a pizza. Watch football.
We're celebrating. I'm getting the crew chicken right now.
I was on my laptop all day looking into this stuff, you know, watching.
You know, that's it. I only got chicken for this crew. I want to send somebody else. Get chicken for the whole office. Fried chicken for everybody. We don't get the MSG chicken. We get the good, you know, organic.
Lucy.
Little Leanne and Margaret.
I'm just joking. Anyways, very, very excited.
But think about this.
That's right. Celery.
Yesterday was an interesting day. The way the whole story progressed, it started off as she had, like, heat exhaustion. It was 76 degrees outside.
Right.
So if she becomes president, who's going to be president when it gets hotter than 76 degrees outside?
Can't go anywhere worse.
She's the ice queen.
Then the story switched to she's had pneumonia since Friday. Now, I've had pneumonia before. Pneumonia is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's
hugging the little girl.
Yes, she's hugging this girl. Now this girl's probably going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And a kid like that can't fight pneumonia. What if this girl ends up dying?
I mean, how staged is it?
Right.
The little girl walks out. No one can talk to me. The little girl runs over.
Secret Service,
it's like Kim Jong-un propaganda in North Korea.
Yeah. The Secret Service would never have allowed just some random little girl to run up. It was totally staged.
Oh,
and if she does have pneumonia, so this is before they came out.
Which she doesn't.
Have pneumonia. Why'd she come out and say, oh, I'm perfectly fine, I'm feeling
great.
And
look at those blue lens glasses. Those are the Zeiss Z1 blue lens. Those are anti-seizure glasses you can buy online to wear to stop.
She's got a guy that walks behind her with a freaking needle.
That's
I mean, and they're like, hey, conspiracy theorists. Like, Rachel Maddow last Thursday. Oh, she's falling down, is she, Alex?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, and it's like, look at her entourage, the people she's traveling with. Her main guy is, like, also her handler/doctor.
We said there were
youth workers.
Admit it's creepy. Would you let your child get near her?
No. It's the same thing with the Pope when that little kid got past everybody, got all the way up to him.
Like, I mean, later admit it was staged. All right, let's come back, Leanne, get into stuff because we're cutting over you here, but it's just, we're excited. And then I want you to get into Secret Service. We're proving right again. And what's the next shoe to drop? Because they're meeting in D.C., the Democrats are, to decide who to appoint president. So, hey, we're not out of the woods yet.
Gosh.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are on the march.
The Empire is on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. All right, listen. I'm not celebrating that Hillary Clinton collapsed and clearly has serious neurological disorders. I am celebrating, though, on the anniversary of Benghazi and her ordering the stand down and four great Americans dying and a lot of other innocent people. And her arrogance, saying, what difference does it make? On the 50th anniversary of 9/11, when Clinton is on record, even the Washington Post, protecting al-Qaeda and bin Laden before 9/11, and I've interviewed Colonel Schaefer, who said it was Clinton that gave the orders not to let them kill him the first time. Now, it was the Pentagon the second time, the CIA, that ordered him not to kill bin Laden as well in early 2001. So you look at all the things she's done, how she is the founder of modern ISIL. That's on record. And the fact that this happened to her on 9/11 is incredible, because we know the Secret Service told us a month and a half ago in Cleveland that the next few weeks we get info. We got the info. They had to do it, again, by person, not digital. This is very, and they didn't really give us secret stuff. They said, we don't know what it is. She's collapsing more and more. She's falling down. It's epileptic. We think it's Parkinson's.
We don't know how she can continue. That's why she's not out in public a lot, 10, 15 minutes. It's getting really, really bad. But look at her vehicles, the lifts, all of it. Now we have mainstream photos of her with these lifts on the car. Mm-hmm. She's falling down just like they said. She's going into the seizure. Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo.
It was interesting yesterday. You know, my phone was blowing up. People concerned, people pretty excited about the entire thing. My buddy, his name's Jordan, he goes, you know, I'm not a religious person. He's like, but when you sit back and you look at the fact that this happened on the anniversary of 9/11, mm-hmm. Benghazi, she collapses right there, proving everything you guys have been saying for months now. He's like, I believe in God now. I mean,
when people start having these experiences and when you fight the New World Order, it starts happening all the time. Right. And then you're like, whoa, this is crazy. I don't want to go on the wrong side of this.
Well, and it's really interesting how they always kind of stage certain things on auspicious dates. And then to have this happen on that auspicious date. So it I think it's kind of like a message to them. Like, you're not above the laws of this universe.
Well, people were making fun of us for the longest time saying that, oh, there's no upgraded vehicle. She clearly rolls around in like this blacked out ambulance looking thing that has little stairs on it to help.
With an ambulance following her.
Yeah.
Last week in Ohio.
The gurney thing. They're Secret Service guys with a stretcher following her into her events. I mean, she's clearly sick. We've been saying it since day one.
Well, and you can also tell by just the way that the Secret Service, how they all kind of gathered around. They were all ready. They knew it was going to happen. And not like it was some random thing.
And there's a black guy that's always there with the EpiPen.
Right.
Right before that happened, there was a doctor that was following her, walking her as they were going to that van, and she had to leave. And they were doing like typical neurological tests where as she was walking, she was having her pulse checked. And having
they're holding your arm. They're holding your arm.
Squeeze the doctor's hand to try to do that. And then you have to look at the glasses she's wearing. Like I said, these are Zeiss Z1 blue lens glasses. They're anti-seizure glasses.
They admit they are.
Wear. And what we got, the information we got from my Secret Service contact, was in fact that she couldn't be around flashes because of that. She was going to be out in public. This is a 9/11 memorial. There's tons of people out, mm-hmm. flashing cameras, all that.
Lots
that's why she had to wear those glasses, and that's why when she does speak to the press, it's her little press corps that follows her around on the airplane.
It's little small groups of these handpicked women.
Yes, and they know if they challenge anything, if they question Hillary about her health, they will be kicked off and not allowed to follow
her. And they can't roll oranges at her. Leanne, you're the one that first brought up, which everybody else is bringing up behind the scenes. This is spiritual. This is biblical.
Right. That was my very first instinct when I saw that. I mean, obviously, we've been talking about Hillary's health, and that was just confirmation of it. But the very first thing that was my first tweet was like, you cannot escape the spirit realm. You just can't. And it's just auspicious that this happened. And that was what I felt like. She was just overcome. It's kind of a beautiful thing to see because I feel like it really is a message to these evil people who are think that they're going to get away with this madness and murder forever. You're not.
Leanne, let me ask you this and then Joe. We wrote about this when I suddenly saw AP, Reuters, U.S. News and World Report, USA Today. I mean, it was clearly 2 weeks ago a push to go, okay, maybe conspiracy theorists are right. Mm-hmm. What if one of the candidates dies, like Hillary? We're just going to have to appoint the president. Or, I mean, it's crazy. We've written articles about it today. Mainstream news admits the Democrats are meeting right now and deciding what type of scam they want to pull with the mainstream media to try to steal this from Trump because now he's ahead even in their skewed polls.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very interesting. People are saying, well, what about, you know, Bernie Sanders now? So many people wanted him. But, I mean, they picked the wrong candidate. And it's like, she's so, how dark must your heart be if you continue on and forge ahead with this presidency knowing that you have some sort of illness that is going to stop you from being able to do your job? Like, how dark?
Power hunger.
I honestly think that she's so hungry to become the first female president in America. She's willing to die trying.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how corrupt she is.
And they're all going to go to jail. They don't. The only way for them to get out of it is to become president, they think.
Right.
I think she just wants to get there. I think she knows that she can't do an entire full 4 years. They're going to try to bring someone in later. That's why they've got this walking cane, which is kind of funny because she's so ill. They had to bring in a cane to help her out. You know, it's so interesting. But she's not going to be able to last the entire time. They're going to bring someone else in eventually. And that's why this meeting's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely unfolding. It's finally happening. My favorite headline on Drudge right now is Matt Drudge and the alt-right vindicated after Hillary collapsed. I believe that was the entire headline.
Well,
and, you know, we've been out here every day. People on the news, alt-right media people that use Twitter, Periscope, all that, pointing out, watching all of her videos, finding the fact that we found the earbud in her ear. The fact that
let's be clear, it's the public that's the power.
Yes, right.
InfoWars and Drudge and others are just the,
linking to it. And
well, absolutely,
she tried. She and her entourage left the press pool that was with her at this event.
Oh, we have some video of that too and photos. I mean, she's clearly in trouble there with them grabbing her by the arm.
Right, exactly. Well, she left the press behind, didn't tell them where.
Unexpectedly, told them stay there.
Yes, it was someone there.
Ran to Chelsea's house so there wouldn't be any witnesses at a hospital.
Yeah, and we don't know. Did she make any other stops on the way? We don't know because she didn't allow the press to follow her, go with her. But it was a person on the street who was able to get this footage. So it's like you have nowhere to hide. And then I think it's hilarious now that the MSNBC, who's Andrew Mitchell, coming out and saying, you know, well, we've been trying to fact check all these conspiracy theories and you lied. Why don't you just tell us about the pneumonia? And now that's the official story.
Pneumonia.
Do your
they fall back. Oh, we caught her in a lie. You have pneumonia. You don't cough for years with pneumonia.
Exactly.
You die if you have it for just a few months.
And the guy that owns the pharma companies, what's his name, Martin Shkreli?
Shkreli,
he actually approached Hillary yesterday and asked her why she's so sick. Well, I started following his Twitter account last night. He said there were red laser beams coming through, and he did a Periscope video. We got to find it later, where he thought that this was going to be his last time. He's like, I think I poked the bear. And now I'm being like,
wait a minute. He went home and they were shooting laser beams.
He said there was a laser, red laser coming through the window.
He was standing outside of Chelsea's apartment.
Yeah, yeah. He went out there and that's when he confronted them about it. But when he went home, he said there was a laser coming through the window. So he did a Periscope video. He's scared. He even started tweeting to Snowden like, can you help me, please? Can you help me? I mean, the Clintons are people you don't screw around with.
I mean, I had them one time. Four guys call me on the studio line. They said, we're going to kill you for talking about the Clintons. I'm like, oh, yeah, screw you. I go outside. They're there. They start attacking me going, shut up about the Clintons. Right. And 2 weeks later, they call me in. They go, quit talking about the Clintons to my boss on the radio. And I go, and he goes, yeah, you're fired if you don't. And they fired me.
Wow.
I mean, these people don't play games.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, the whole establishment has been propping this woman up. They've got to get her in, even if she's only in there for a year, to go ahead and sign all those executive orders and get everything done for this globalist agenda. She's their gal. You know, it's not just about her and she's so evil and she's going to be the first woman president. She is the establishment's candidate and they got to get her in.
I totally agree with you. I want you guys to ride shotgun with me with Pastor Manning. I want to go ahead and skip this network break, last one of the day that we're going to skip, and I want to get Manning on. But during the skipping of the break, I want to air a video that you guys just mentioned that's up on InfoWars.com. I want to be very clear with viewers and listeners. This is an information war. History, if you study other nations, other empires, they go through this upheaval, this type of subterfuge happens. This is normal. Those of us that study normal history, that interview intelligence operatives, high-level spy chiefs, high-level generals, you know, the former heads of major departments, I've interviewed them all. You get an understanding of how things really work. And the public are like babies that have no idea and are coming out of the cave in Plato's allegory and learning the truth. They want to sit there all day and say conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, when that's all they've got. There are crazy conspiracy theorists that say the world's flat and the Easter Bunny's real and Obamacare's free. That's the mainstream media lying to you. We don't say Santa Claus is real. We can look at someone who's seriously ill and was in the hospital for a year. It looked like hell when she came out. And now has clear problems.
Right.
But when you look at the things that, like, Mitchell said on MSNBC, she said, quote, Trump is worse than Hillary. Okay? That's what they're saying. He's saying he's worse about covering up his medical records. No. He says, I'll release my records when she does. He says when she releases all of her secret foundation documents that are totally secret in Canada and in Europe and places,
right,
I'll release my damn tax returns.
Right.
It's not fair where only he has to release stuff
alone
and she doesn't.
Well, of course she's going to keep her tax returns. She's been in the public eye in politics for a long time. She knows how to keep her tax returns clean, but it's her foundation that you need to see the tax returns for that. And they've already admitted they've had to.
It's all washed. It's all fake. Yeah. It's totally criminal.
Look at Glamour magazine and Salon coming out and saying it's sexist to question Hillary Clinton's health.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to set the tone, the narrative for these young millennials who are going to grow up and go, oh, my God, you can't ask about this person's health. That's sexist.
And by the way,
no, that's not bad. If someone looks sick, you should bring it up. They need to get help.
Rob Dew should be done with this in the next 10 minutes. He's got a compilation of a lot of her health crises, a lot of her health problems. I think we forgot to put the one in there where she falls going up the airplane. There's a couple of those, but there are so many of these. We're going to be playing that coming up in about 15 minutes when Pastor Manning is with us. He's in New York. I want to get his take, what folks are saying on the ground, get his perspective, but ride shotgun with me, guys, for the rest of the hour. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear in the fight. We are running a special until Wednesday, up to 40% off, 30 to 40% off on Infowars, high-quality, storable foods, powered by My Patriot Supply, 20% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine, X2, 20% off the vitamin, mineral, amino acid, fruit punch. Great way to get your kids to get all the vitamins and minerals they need. Absolutely key. We've got the new BioTru Selenium in that's such a game changer. We've got at cost Hillary for Prison shirts with shipping included, $9.95, or pay $19.95. You have that option to actually make some money to fund this operation. But whatever you do, pray for us, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Or call 888-253-3139. Joe Biggs?
I had Owen Schroyer. He was over at my apartment yesterday. And we had the Sunday feed up, and we were watching. And I'm telling you, that Mr. Maddow special is amazing. Owen's like, you know what? I'm about to go online right now and buy that to contribute to the cause. He's like, this is...
Well, we need the funding. We need the prayers more than anything. Because let me tell you, this is dangerous. Now, talk about David versus Goliath. He called for it a few years ago when Noah thought it would happen to get Sharpton off of MSNBC. It happened 1 month after he started it. Pastor Manning will be joining us after this quick clip I'm going to play of MSNBC in conniption fits, trying to cover up yesterday that Hillary had a seizure and collapsed. Now, we have it from the Secret Service. She has seizures and collapses. I mean, we told you about the lifts. We told you about the gurneys.
A month ago.
All out in the news. I mean, we were there in Cleveland. This is with, and the Secret Service, we're going to give you information. You're like, what the hell, guys in suits? They said, we'll get it to you in a couple of weeks. It came to us.
And then they said there was going to be a big...
big shakeup, big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said they can't go on too much longer, which makes me think it may be planned. Who are they going to bring in? Because, you know, we're kind of excited here seeing this evil one fall. We'll have the pastor tell us, is this biblical? Is this providence on the day of 9/11, Benghazi and 9/11, that this person behind Al-Qaeda and ISIS, protecting them in the 90s, protecting them now, working with Saudi Arabia, has now been stricken? I don't celebrate her being hurt individually, but to see evil fall like Herod is like you said, you have friends who don't believe in God. Now they do.
Yes.
You're seeing it happen. The prayers are happening. But before we go there, here is a clip of the conniption fits in the media, because now they're backing off admitting there were lies.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. The sale didn't work because they're getting ready to dump Hillary, folks. Let's go to this clip and then to Pastor Manning.
Of course, the big story today has been the fact that Secretary Clinton left rather unceremoniously, having become overheated. We should say the weather has been horrific, very hot, extremely humid temperatures. She was adorned in a long-sleeved coat, a pantsuit. And so what we will see here now is her getting into the car. She was a little bit unstable there. She was a little bit wobbly. That's, I think, an appropriate word to use. You can see right there, again, she had become overheated. I couldn't even wear what I'm wearing now to be appropriately dressed to anchor a broadcast. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt when I came in early this morning. It was that horrible, that weather. She has an unbelievably challenging, taxing schedule that would be so physically for anybody, right? Let alone somebody, you know, who's her age. And frankly, standing for a long period of time, there is, you know, something that a fainting reflex that's called vasovagal syncope, which is not uncommon.
Sure.
With that excessive heat, if she didn't eat enough that morning or drink enough that morning, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah, eating. I mean, I know there are plenty of days that I will drink coffee and a fair amount of it, I might have, in the early mornings to get going. And then if you don't eat properly, that can set you off.
Absolutely.
Just right there.
Kids have been spinning up theories that she's not, in fact, in good health.
It is a rare occurrence that you and I discuss fashion when we're talking about politics, but I'm looking at what you are wearing. You've got short sleeves on. I can tell it's a light material. That is in direct contrast to what it appears Secretary Clinton was wearing. That blouse might even be a long sleeve blouse. I mean, put into perspective this weather out there, and if that's what she's wearing, I mean, that's just horribly uncomfortable.
That's a good point. And, you know, it was the start of the day, the sun beating down. So, and talk to other folks who were there at the 9/11 memorial. They also say that it was pretty hot there as well.
She's in a dark suit, you know, long sleeved. It's not the kind of thing that you want to be wearing any inappropriate attire. So absolutely appropriate for the event. Perhaps not so much, though, to combat the weather and the heat. The secretary is wearing a not only long sleeved suit jacket, but it is
dark color. Of course, there are many of us who deal with the humidity of New York and up and down the East Coast and throughout the South, and you know that lighter colors, wearing lighter colors helps, breathable cotton, that sort of thing. And she was wearing a long jacket. We don't know the kind of material it was. And I'm certain not wanting to disrupt really the solemnity of the ceremonies downtown.
I can't hear any more of this. It goes on and on. And we have a short clip, and we're going to Pastor Manning, of Andrea Mitchell coming out and basically saying Trump is worse about not releasing medical information than Hillary is. So this is a total deception. Supposedly has pneumonia for years, I guess. It comes up and hugs this little girl when it's contagious. I mean, any way you slice it, it's pure bull. Here is the Andrea Mitchell clip.
After telling us that the cough in Cleveland on Labor Day was just seasonal allergies, which is what she thought, but after she had an exam on Friday morning, they had an affirmative obligation to tell us about the diagnosis of pneumonia. And then the secrecy yesterday, and for an hour and a half, the press corps, the protective press pool, the pool of reporters, which is supposed to be with her just for this kind of emergency, they are kept back at the ceremonies. They don't know that she is, they're not told that she's gone to Chelsea's apartment.
Right.
Then they're brought there so that we can see her coming out looking very spry, you know, hugging the little girl. And then 8 hours after this first happened, they finally tell us about the diagnosis of pneumonia that was that occurred on Friday. I'm sorry. There is an obligation, not written, not in law, but there's an obligation, and Donald Trump is even worse than she is in terms of telling us anything about his medical history. So, yeah. You know, we've got a lot of problems with both.
I want to get Pastor Manning the floor now, but talk about a witch always using children. Mm-hmm. The Pope, you know, does this too. This is so sick, so staged. So evil. Pastor Manning, you're a pastor. You've talked about this great evil we're facing, this Jezebel spirit. We've got a long segment coming up, but this short one, everybody I talk to is on fire. Even people that Biggs knows that haven't been Christians from the military and stuff are saying, I believe in God now that this happened on this anniversary. What is really happening here? You're up there in New York right now.
Well, it's interesting to find out people are getting religion over the witch, Hillary Clinton, Jezebel. And Alex, let me give you a shout out for using referencing the allegory of the cage by Plato. Something I haven't heard anybody reference other than myself since leaving college. But listen, I think that we need to understand something, that we are watching a setup. I don't think the powers that be want to see an election take place. And we are watching perhaps the beginning stages of it, or at least the culmination of the stages that began some time ago, and Hillary perhaps not being able to meet the election requirements in terms of what will happen in November. I think we also need to, I believe she's sick. In fact, I know that the woman is sick, that she's just mentally incapable, and she's physically incapable as well. But I think that, in fact, I'm confident that the Trump campaign and also Hillary's inner circle and her internal polling is demonstrating unequivocally that Trump has won the election were it held last week. And her statement about deplorables last week was, as I think, outrageous as her sickness this past was yesterday at the 9/11 event. And what Hillary has realized and come to understand, her polling people are telling her that Trump has won the election. And even though there are some states, according to CNN, ROC, Poll, Rasmussen, Quinnipiac, and perhaps some others are stating that Trump does not have some of the battleground states to take him to victory. But I think her polls are telling her that he does. And we may see an attempt now with this sickness either to stave off the election, or we may see an attempt to try to bring sympathetic votes her way. You'll remember when Obama was whipping her behind up there in New Hampshire back in 2008, she sat down in that diner or restaurant or whatever it was and began to weep like a little baby. And she was able to come back from Obama beating her in Iowa. So I think the ultimate that we can look at, the two things that we can be certain about.
She's laying up for sympathy, and we know the Democrats are meeting right now in D.C. to figure out how to run a scam.
Yeah. And the other thing is, will we see an election? I mean, Alex, you've written about in your last statement you made about the fact this could be a way to pause the election, that we don't have a candidate to run. We have a candidate that's comatose. So we, you know, I think you made a statement, and several of your people, your guests have also referenced that. Ultimately, I think this is what we're looking at. I don't deny that the woman is sick, But I think the sickness can be used by the powers that
be. Oh, I agree. They won't let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, they're going to pivot no matter how things change. They're going to go back and forth. So when we come back, Pastor Manning of Atlah.org, a great church that's serving the community in Harlem, A-T-L-A-H.org, Pastor James David Manning. When we come back, we'll talk about those different scenarios with our panel here. And I want to play the clip since you mentioned the deplorables. We'll get Donald Trump's latest response to that and a lot more. And we have a compilation video of all of her different health problems straight ahead. But this is an incredible time to be alive, and I agree with Manning. It's good to see this, the truth come out, but at the same time, they're going to strike back. They're going to pivot. They're going to make a move. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with Leanne McAdoo and, of course, Joe
We're
Biggs.
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Hillary collapsed in New York City. We're about to play a clip of Donald Trump talking about the deplorables, how half of Trump supporters are evil, bad people, bitter clingers. But I agree with Manning. They're going to try to make a move on this. Hillary is really sick, but it discredits the mainstream media like never before. That's why, overall, this is a big, big victory. Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs in the studio with us. Popping any time. I'm going back to Manning to finish up his comment here. But first, here's Donald Trump on Hillary's statement about the deplorables that's hurting her so bad in the polls.
Personally, when I heard it, I thought that it was not something that was within the realm of possible that she would have said it. And I said to my people, I don't believe she said it. I think you have to check it. because there's no way that she said this. And she actually did, and she even really doubled up because it was said with such anger and such unbelievable anger. And I think this is the biggest mistake of the political season. Correct. Remember this, you're going to be president. You're president of all the people. You're not president of 50% or 75%. You're president of all the people. You're president of everybody.
Pastor Manning, overall, yeah. I mean, do you agree it is a discrediting moment for the mainstream media?
I agree with Trump completely on this. It's perhaps the worst statement throughout this campaign season. And it was not only just an artful, it was a deplorable statement. It was, and I think, Alex, it was issued in panic. I think, as I stated earlier, the internal polling is demonstrating that she has lost. And I think the powers that be understand that. And it was a statement made in panic. I think she is a little bit more governed than that, a little bit more circumspect rather than making a statement such as that. So she threw everything she possibly had. But the other question, Alex, is that, and, you know, trying to put together the pieces, I think we all have been able to demonstrate that she is sick and that they're trying to hide it. But the other thing is that, you know, was she pulled down? Okay, let's say she made a statement, realizing that the possibility is very strong that she has lost the election, and she makes this deplorable statement, which was awful to call Americans as she did. It's one thing to go out to an individual group. And so the powers that be, the New World Order, the globalists, the others, said, let's take her off. Let's take her down. It's time for her to get off the stage and let's try to get somebody else or try to stave off or stall the election. So we can't be sure whether or not the fact that she is sick, that sickness was used, or whether she was just totally completely
out of it. Let me ask you this question. I want you guys to chime in with your views. Everything's getting so crazy. Everything they do falls apart. Mm-hmm. And we see it with foreign leaders in other countries. It seems like the world is melting down, and everything the New World Order does is disintegrating, but still they just have the power and move forward. What would you call that phenomenon, Pastor Manning?
The fact that they have the powers, but there is a spiritual, listen, America is praying. Whether we are saints or not is a matter of question. But spiritually, America is looking at, you know, I said today on the Manning Report, Alex, that what Donald Trump does is that he makes America feel young again. Now, I know his slogan is to make America great again. Okay, that's fine. But really, when you listen to him, it makes us feel young again. It makes us feel like we want to pick up our guns and go the Wild Wild West in a positive way. We want to start another revolution. I mean, he really makes us feel like, let's get our guns and go to town. I made the statement earlier today that Trump makes America in a positive way feel like we're on Viagra.
Well, Trump told me, he said, my mission is to raise America's spirit. I don't want to have anyone on the field day. But Trump told me that on the phone. He goes, the spirit of what I felt in that RNC was incredible. He goes, well, that's what I want to do is raise America's spirit and give us confidence again. And he's doing it.
And he's got the time to do it right now. Look at this. 36 hours after or before Hillary made that deplorable statement, that's when Obama came back from Asia and he had been bashing America on this entire tour. It was nothing but one day after another after another.
Don't forget Obama was called an SOB in Asia as well. Yes. You know, I mean, don't forget that the Philippine Duterte called him that. And they walked it back. But, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go right ahead.
No. I mean, your take on what's happening here, then.
But that's what I'm saying is the fact that we've got Obama, we've got Hillary attacking the American people. Trump is the one positive person that's really lifting it up. The fact that you've got so many people right now that have awakened from this state of, like, comatose where they, patriotism has died, it seems like, in so many aspects of America, and this guy's coming in and he's igniting that again. He's getting the people emotional and proud to be an American and proud to go out and talk about that.
Right.
All this quiet diplomacy and, you know, the uplifting of Islam and, you know, we as Americans, we're tired of being pushed around by Muslims. We're tired of being pushed around by Mexicans. We're tired of giving away the company store to nations like China and India and giving away all kinds of nuclear deals to Iran and saying it's diplomacy. It is the best way forward. We are vigorous and aggressive people. That's not in the spirit of America. And what Trump is saying, we don't have to do this. To hell with all that. We are going to stand our ground. If you don't like it, we'll kick your butt. And people say, yay! Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. I want to kick some butt again. I want to be American. That's what's happening. And there's no way what Hillary is presenting can overcome that. So what are they going to do? How are they going to stop Trump? Trust me now. I think the other thing needs to be clear. And Alex, you know, I've said from the very beginning, I just don't see Obama leaving office. Not now. I mean, I will he? There's a possibility, yes.
Well, they're even talking about in mainstream news putting the election off 6 months a year, and I guess Obama does stay.
Right.
By the way,
everybody's always said that. I didn't believe it. We're actually have news talking about that now, Leanne.
Uncharted territory with this. And just going back to what Pastor Manning was saying, I mean, look at what the president has done to this country. And it's not working because he's going to other nations and they're totally disrespecting him. They don't respect him for throwing away America, selling America out to the highest bidder. They don't respect him. And so I think it's true. Trump is coming in and they're certainly not going to respect Hillary Clinton.
That's a great question, Pastor Manning. I want to get both your take on this. Why do you think people are disrespecting Obama so much when he grovels to him? Because he's groveling, Pastor Manning?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's shown, I mean, he drew a red line in the sand with Bashar Assad in Syria, right? And Bashar crossed it before he could finish the mark itself. I think people are looking, and anybody with half a brain can see that Obama has sold out the American ideal. Mm-hmm. He has sold out the American people. And worst of all, he's trampled on black people. I mean, mm-hmm. in the worst possible way. So people are looking at this. And realizing that what he has done to America, they said, listen, this man is nobody. So we can say what we want to say about him.
He hates America, and no world leaders out there respect him. Look, he went over to the UK, and he's trying to tell him how to vote for Brexit. And that bit him right in the butt because no one out there has respect for him. If you hate your own country, how could any other country have any kind of respect in what you have to say? As far as they're concerned, you're weak, and they don't want you to be there.
Right.
Pastor Manning.
Yeah.
I tried to count it up, but I know you met with Trump over a year ago. I know just in New York, he met with a whole bunch of different black churches and black preacher groups. And I saw him at prayer breakfasts and all. I mean, just it seemed like 20, 30 times. ABC News said a few weeks ago, well, it's the first time he's been to a black church in Detroit because, you know, he's uncomfortable and all this stuff. And I went and looked it up and it seemed like he'd been there 10 times more than Hillary. What do you say to that, their attempt to say he hasn't reached out to the black community, when Obama doesn't say a word about that, and it seems like Trump's really been reaching out? What's the truth?
I think that Trump's statement during the shortly after the convention, I get my timelines mixed up here. What do you have to lose? You got 58% unemployment of your youth. You've got failing schools. You've got poverty. What do you have to lose was an accurate statement, quite frankly. I was praying that he would not walk it back. The media jumped all over him. Anything you say about African-American people, I mean, they jump all over you. But he was absolutely right. And he should go back to that statement. What do you have to lose? And that statement confronts the fact that every city and every parcel of American government and lifestyle that is run by the Democrats and primarily where black people are in charge is failing, Alex. I live here in Harlem. I got to tell you, it is horrible. It's worse now than before Dr. King in the Civil Rights Movement. More men in prison, fewer fathers. 90% of the homes in the black community, Alex, don't have fathers in them. This is a Holocaust.
What do you make of Kaepernick and George Soros and then these football teams taking a knee during 9/11? Regardless of what you think about 9/11, the firefighters and police and those that died don't deserve to be pissed on. I mean, what is all that?
Well, somebody should kick Kaepernick's butt. I don't know what's in when he's sitting there. I think they should have got a good place kicker that knows how to put a real good kick. When he sits down, kick him right in the split. That's what I think will happen to him now. Come arrest me for that. Somebody come arrest me for saying that. But that's what I think. You ask me what I think, I'll tell you what I think. What do you want me to do?
Think about it, though. Think about all the enemies we have right now that are looking at America, watching the news, seeing America, the patriotism kind of collapsing. Mm-hmm. The fact that you have all these people who are taking a knee or sitting down. We have schools that are banning the Pledge of Allegiance, praying. The fact that you can get, arrested for having an American flag on your property. The fact that you can be told that you're being anti-immigration because at a high school football game, you're waving an American flag, and that could be...
Well, look, it's globalism. It's not that America's perfect. It's that the globalists are blaming us what they've done. Go ahead.
Alex, listen. Today, yesterday was 9/11, right? Everybody down at World Trade Center and a great ceremony and everything. And of course, 9/11 is another story. But guess what's happening in New York City today, the day after 9/11? All public schools in New York City are closed. 3.4 million children that go to school in New York cannot go to school because it's a Muslim holiday. The mayor of the city of New York City Council, state government, they have orchestrated the day after 9/11. You probably think I'm making this up. I swear it's the absolute truth. The day after 9/11, 9/12 is now a holiday called the El Ad Haddad spiritual holiday for Muslims. Banks are closed. Businesses are closed. Parents can't take their children to school. The food lunch, school lunch programs are closed down. Businesses are losing money because we've now established a Muslim holiday 15 years after.
What is the plan making the West, and Leon, I want your view, and we'll get Pastor Manning's, on making us adopt the most radical forms of Islam.
Well, what's the plan for making us do it? The thing of it is that Saudi Arabia has a lot of influence over our nation. They have a lot of influence over the, New World Order. They have a lot of influence presently over Obama, and they want to spread Islam as far as they possibly can. And if they can then if they can co-opt this nation, they can break the spirit of this nation, they can take over financially as well. So it's simply a matter of ruling the kingdom of planet Earth. That's what it is. They want to rule planet Earth, and America is a major obstacle. And I got to tell you that what Trump has done is stirring up the people who want to make America young again is a threat. And we could see some really very serious activities now happening.
You said it. They want America, despite all its problems, a threat to the globalists, to go to sleep and never wake up.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought it was really interesting that they're trying to, Bill Clinton was coming out saying that the Make America Great Again slogan is racist and really go into the black community saying, oh, well, he wants to take it back 50 years. And then you kind of go back and look at where the black community was. I mean, their families were together. They were on the rise, rising middle class.
Take me back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor Manning.
No, I want to go back 50 years. The families were together with strong schools. There were fewer than 100,000 men in jail, in prison, where there's now more than 1.2 million. The communities were flourishing with jobs, with decency, with honor to Alex. You got to live in Harlem, a South Central Austin. Listen. Does anybody need anything better than Chicago? You've got nearly 5,000 people that have been killed in Chicago, black men killing each other since Obama's presidency. I mean, think about how horrific that is, that's going on. Nobody wants to live like that, right? But that's what. So we could go back to a time when we weren't that crazy.
Sure. Well, here's the bottom line. I want to ask you all each, because I want to have this roundtable today, starting with Biggs and then Leanne and then Pastor Manning. What do you think they're cooking up in these secret DNC meetings they admit in Politico are going on right now to decide of whether Hillary should step down?
I don't know. Like I said, I know that she's determined to do what she can. She's going to fight through this illness to try to reach that historic moment.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, I know she knows she can't last 4 years. The question is who are they going to usher in after that to take over? And that's why my concern has been since day one, who is this Kane guy and what is it that they want with him? And then if they don't go with him, what other kind of people are they going to choose to bring in?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just want to point out, too, how the dehydration and overheating was the same excuse that was given in 2012, when Hillary Clinton first fainted and got her concussion. They said she fainted because she was dehydrated and overheated. So obviously this is an ongoing medical condition that she
fainted. She has epilepsy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just this pneumonia that all of a sudden her staff has been having for several months, which the press pool has never heard of prior to this.
Well, you catch pneumonia when you already have a weakened immune system.
Exactly.
Like when I had the flu, I got pneumonia when I had the flu. You don't just go out and get
it. But I'm telling you, they're making
it. She's got a number of things wrong with her. Do I believe that she could have pneumonia? Yeah, it's a possibility. But that's due to the fact that she has been sick for a long period of time. Her immune system.
She's clearly having seizures.
Yes.
You can see her have them and then fall out.
She loses control of her muscles.
Alex. Listen, if Hillary has whitewashed, bleach bit 15,000 emails and God only knows how many others that we will never know the content of or how they were served, We have to ultimately begin to ask the question, how much information has been bleached bit about that Muslim, Barack Hussein Obama? And whoever goes into the presidency will have the power even to preserve and protect the integrity of the criminality of Obama's illegal election, or will have the ability to open it up and make it plain so everybody can see that our nation for 8 years was under siege. And so whether or not Hillary will be allowed to do that, and if she's not allowed to do that, if she's not given the privilege to be able to do that, we very possibly would not have an election. I think all of us know that it's a horrific thing that Hillary, what Hillary has done with emails in her private server. But what the media has not discussed and is deathly afraid to discuss, but is obvious, it's the elephant in the room, is what has been covered up about Obama.
I agree. So let me ask you this question as we get a break. And then I'm going to keep you guys a little bit in the next hour. And then I've got a bunch of the news I'm going to cover. We have this compilation of all our different illnesses, video and audio we're going to play for TV and radio listeners as well. You'll see the Alex Jones Show. As we go to break, I asked a question earlier, but I got caught, you know, in all the crosstalk here of myself and others. Why do you think all hell's breaking loose worldwide right now?
Oh, yeah, that is a question. If you're focusing it on me, again, it's because of the spirituality of our nation, because if our nation can finally be conquered, if the spirit of our nation can be broken, then there is no longer any further opposition. China,
that's
Russia,
right. The globalists get the world once America falls. And as bad as we are, yeah, though, there's still something about it they've got to take down.
That's right. No, you're right. That's it. That's the answer. For me, that's the answer. I think that's the answer.
All right. Well, I'm going to come back and talk to Pastor Manning. You guys are hang around if you want, but I want to come back and get your take in the next hour, for about 20 minutes at least, on all these other developments, these other news articles we haven't gotten to, all these other clips, Trump responding. There's so much coming up in the third and fourth hours today. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
All right, it's our final segment, and then our other reporters are going to come back in for about 15, 20 minutes. I've got a bunch of clips, a bunch of angles I haven't covered of this, and we will continue on and also open the phones up and take your phone calls into the fourth hour today that David Knight is hosting. Quite frankly, this has gotten even above my pay grade. I feel like I'm in way over my head, but so is everybody else. These globalists that think they're invincible, that think they're unstoppable, they're being humbled right now, and history shows that happens again and again. They're very smart. They're very deceptive. They have the media on their side, but more and more of that media is discredited. So I just have a feeling deep down, Pastor Manning of Otla Worldwide Church, based there in New York City in Harlem, that overall their power is waning even as they build their world government, but that they're going to strike back in some really nasty ways. Other key points you'd like to add, sir?
A couple of things. One, Alex, is that since I've been coming on your broadcast, and thank you so very much. I mean, you're quite generous. I can never thank you enough. We have been getting members, people coming to our church, to our worship services in pretty large numbers. I heard you on Alex Jones. I come to see what's up. So thank you so very much for that. But the other thing is, and we're talking about some really substantial people, Alex. I mean, I got to have them on my broadcast, and they're coming around in New York City. But I only have one tech here today. His wife has an appointment, a sonogram. She's pregnant. He has to leave at 2:00. Lord knows I hate to have to say this, but I don't have anybody to tech me after he goes. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay past 2:00.
No, you got to leave in the next 5 minutes. I've got my crew coming in. But just in closing, what other key points you'd like to make?
That the America will listen. God, this nation was established and founded on the word of God. Whether people want to talk about the founding fathers being deists or whatever it is, we know that God has blessed this nation, and it will not go down in ashes with the New World Order, who wants to take this nation away from God and away from the people. So this is the battleground. It's not in Europe. It's not in Asia. The battleground of good and evil is here in America. And while we may look like we are outnumbered by the globalists and by their financial wherewithal and power, we are not. And that's why we see all of what's going on in terms of our economy, our political, presentation globally. But America will stand. It's going to be a terrible battle. We have to get ready also for a very, very difficult time in October and in November. If Hillary is not going to be able to stand and be able to either debate Trump or to be able to close the election and be able to say she can run.
Oh, there's no way she can stand up for an hour or two and debate him. What's she going to do?
Well, what's the globalist? What are the Democrats doing now? You said they're planning. You're right. What are they planning on? What are the globalists planning on doing? And what are the people planning on doing? We need a strategy to combat what they're going to come back with. And I think basically what they want to do is try to use martial law or the states of emergencies in various states.
We know there's a gear up for it, the likes of which we've never seen before. Pastor Manning, thank you so much. Looking forward to speaking to you in a few weeks again. Thank you, sir.
Alex, thank you for having me. Thank you for all these people that's coming down to church now as a result of my being on your broadcast. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, that's right. Otla Worldwide Church. Give me that website, folks. It's otla.org. He's a great guy. I always love having him on. Appreciate him being part of our roundtable. And I think he misunderstood. I think he thought I wanted him on the next hour. The crew's coming back in, but he's got to go. I know he had to go. Now, there's so much to cover here. So much I haven't hit. I've got to really be careful here because I've only got one more hour I'm hosting, and then David Knight's coming in, and we've got this epic. I use that word too much, but this is epic times. I have this really important, compelling, informative, amazing 6-minute video that Rob Dude put together. It's powerful on radio, but even more powerful in video. It's being uploaded to YouTube right now. It'll be on Infowars.com in the next 15, 20 minutes. We're going to premiere it here coming up in the next hour. In fact, in about 10 minutes, it just proves Hillary Clinton is on her last legs. This has got to go viral. Stay with us. But right now they're meeting in D.C.
Visit GCNLive.com today.